His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our forecast from Pat Pagano: turning sunny today, 85 to 90. Hazy and humid tomorrow, 85 to 90. Sunday continued hazy and humid, chance of a thunderstorm, lower 80s. And then Monday, partly cloudy, 80 to 85 degrees. We'll check in with Pat Pagano and get the details on the tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Connecticut towns and cities now have the power to impose mandates after weighing the possibility. Governor Lamont decided not to order nursing home workers to get vaccinated against the coronavirus at this time. Instead, he issued an executive order under his emergency powers to require nursing home workers to undergo COVID-19 testing. The governor's office said the State Department of Public Health plans to immediately mandate nursing home workers to receive weekly testing. In the same order, Lamont also authorized the state's 169 towns and cities to impose local mask mandates as a precaution against the spread of COVID-19. Two more people have jumped into the first selectman's race in Kent, a story by Lynn Mellis Worthington in the Republican American today. The number of candidates for first selectman in the November 2nd election doubled from 2 to 4. James Rundle and Rufus P. Durham submitted petitions to town clerk to run as unaffiliated candidates. They will face off against incumbent Gene Speck, the endorsed Democrat, and Edward Mattson, the endorsed Republican. Speck defeated Mattson in the 2019 election and is seeking her second term. The two newcomers each had to submit at least 11 signatures to be on the ballot. 30,000 COVID-positive Dutchess cases nearly have doubled in the past week as they hit that milestone. The county reached that plateau on Tuesday. Evidence of yet another surge for the virus has strengthened in the Hudson Valley, fueled by the highly contagious Delta variant. In 1 week, the number of active cases in the county increased by 87.5%. Wednesday, 30,104 positive tests were recorded in Dutchess, according to the State Health Department data. It's not clear how many of those represent residents who have had the illness multiple times since the pandemic began roughly 18 months ago. Out of Great Barrington, questions, comments, and concerns, the residents of the Housatonic area were given a virtual floor on Tuesday evening in a Zoom meeting hosted by the Select Board. Ongoing problems with the village water supply proved the main concern, as did traffic and the upkeep of town-owned property. An engineering report commissioned by the town to study infrastructure problems with the village private water provider, Housatonic Water Works, was released in June. The report said upgrades, replacement, and changes will bring the system up to snuff, which cost an estimated $31 million. Governor Ned Lamont announced yesterday he's seeking a disaster declaration from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help farmers whose crops were damaged by heavy rains and wind from last month's tropical storm. Assessments conducted by the State Department of Agriculture found significant damage in all 8 Connecticut counties as a result of the tropical storm. The governor said, if approved, the declaration will make farmers eligible for federal disaster assistance programs, such as emergency loans, to cover production losses they experienced as a result of the storm. That storm brought up to 5 inches of rain to parts of the state on July 9th. It was then followed by another storm system that brought monthly rainfall in July to more than 7 inches above the average in some areas of the state. Two white-tailed deer in the town of Esopus in Ulster County died after contracting episodic hemorrhaging disease, which has plagued the deer population in the Hudson Valley in recent years. The State Department of Environmental Conservation announced on Wednesday they're following up on reports of several other dead deer in Dutchess, Ulster, and Westchester counties. There was a large EHD outbreak in the Hudson Valley from early September to late October last year, centered in Putnam and Orange counties, with an estimated 1,500 deer deaths. New York is going to let schools set COVID guidelines, including mask mandates. The New York State health officials have abandoned plans to issue new COVID-19 guidelines for in-person learning for K-12 schools for fall, leaving the decision on mask wearing and other precautions to the discretion of local school officials, according to the education groups informed of that decision. St. Andrew's annual tag sale will take place from Friday, August 6th through Sunday, August 8th, under the tent in Parish Hall, Main Street in Kent. Hours, early bird, $10 fee, 8:30 to 10 a.m. Friday. Friday, 10 to 4, free admission. Saturday, 10 to 4, free admission. And Sunday, 11:30 to 2:30, free admission. The Roelof Janssen Community Library has bees and beekeeping from 10 to 11. More information, rojanlibrary.org. Salisbury Congregational Church presents Meeting House Music Meditation the first Friday of every month from noon to 12:30, a half hour of organ and instrumental music free to the community at Salisbury Congregational Church, coming up with selections from Bach, Pachelbel, and Mendelssohn. paintings and other forms of art, the Rose Algren Art Show reception. It'll be Friday from 2 to 6 p.m., Saturday from 10 till 5, and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Cornwall Consolidated School in West Cornwall. Portions of the proceeds are donated to Cornwall Women's Society Scholarship Fund. Fridays on the Green in Norfolk will continue the African drumming and storytelling presented by the Norfolk United Congregational Church and the Norfolk Library. That gets underway at 6:30. The 62nd annual Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair happens on Saturday all day. 60 to 80 vendors offering original works. The show opens at 10, closes at 5, rain or shine. Food services will be available. It is a free event. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum are hosting activities for children and parents also on Saturday at the Arts and Crafts Fair. You can visit the Historical Society and Museum booth on the Sharon Green on Saturday. More information is available at sharonhist.org. And, of course, the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon will launch its campaign Honoring the Past and Forging the Future with a ceremony groundmaking at 11 a.m. on Saturday for the new addition to the library on Upper Main Street. During the public phase of the campaign, they're appealing to everybody in the community to give generously according to your means. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create the library for Sharon's future. The Sharon Methodist Church will be having a sale on Saturday from 9 till 3 at the basement of the Upper Main Street Church, which is still full. Community Dog Show is happening on Saturday from 10:30 to 1 in front of the Stockbridge Library. It's a read-aloud to Dog Day. There's dog-themed story times and story walk, children's craft table, and more. Kent Memorial Library has local artist Thomas Franken having his artwork displayed at the library's gallery. It runs through the end of August in an exhibit titled New and Favorites. The Ankrum Opera House announces in-person return of storytelling series Real People, Real Stories, August 7th at 7 p.m. This summer's presentation features authentic personal narratives told by four local residents for a live audience at the Hilltop Barn, Rojan Park, and Hillsdale. More information, ankrumoperahouse.org. It's once again time for the Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast this Sunday, 7:30 to 10:30, $7, and you can treat yourself to a great breakfast. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 35,064.25. The NASDAQ today starts off at 14,895.12 and the S&P 500 at 4429.10. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.